Thank you very much. We have a concrete proposal, but first I want to pick up something important that you said, that our history of the convention has foreseen the participation of NGOs. In particular, it has foreseen the participation of ICRC, and maybe a little history for colleagues here in this room. Our convention was born more or less from two conferences organized by the ICRC in 1974 and 1976 in Lugano and Lucerne. So they are not even a part of our convention in some rules of procedure part, but they are actually more or less the godfathers or mothers of our convention, and I think this should also be taken into account. Rules of procedure, I mean, for us it's also very clear that multilateralism is based on rules, and rules of procedure are part of that, and so it's very important that we finally move on and adopt them. We have been part of the consultations that you have conducted, and we want to thank you for all the efforts that you have put into this. It's not an easy situation. I think one compromise that you have outlined hurts many of us. It is very painful for all sides. It would be the one that observers would only speak under agenda item 15 in a formal mode. I think that's very important, because we have not in the rules of procedure something that would ban observers. And for us, it's also very clear that observers are states and NGOs. There is no distinction, even if delegations claim otherwise. So I think at this point in time in our meeting, we have to proceed to adopt the rules of procedure. And I would suggest, since one delegation asked for clarification, how we proceed later on once we have the rules of procedure adopted, that you put this very hurtful proposal that is painful for everyone to the floor, and await the reactions of the broader public and also of delegations.